From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And across the country, preschool children, like these kids in Michigan, are settling into a routine.
Mario? Kiera, are you having breakfast?
Danielle? But because of sequestration cuts to the federal program Head Start, some of these preschoolers would not have had this opportunity except for the expansion of a Michigan program paid for, ironically, by taxpayers. The 16,000 slots were filled immediately. Thousands more couldn't get in. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Michigan Radio's Sarah Hewlett explains.
Breakfast on the first day of preschool in Laura Watt's classroom is graham crackers, an apple, yogurt, and milk. And then...
Okay, everybody, it's time to clean up and come sit down on the floor.
They make their way over, and each kid picks a shape on a brightly colored rug for group time.
How's this little face feeling today?
Happy!
Do you know why the face might be happy?
Because we have
fun. Yeah, because it's the first day of school.
There are 13 4-year-olds in Watt's classroom at Golightly Education Center in Detroit. They're among 48,000 kids enrolled in the state's Great Start Readiness Program. That's a tuition-free preschool program for kids from families below 250% of the poverty line. For a family of four, that's about $59,000 a year. Governor Rick Snyder last year pushed for a $65 million expansion of the program, and state lawmakers went along.
That was the largest expansion of pre-K in the nation.
That's Susan Broman. She's a deputy state school superintendent, and she oversees the Great Start program. The extra $65 million paid for 16,000 more kids to get into the program this year. Broman says the 16,000 slots filled right up, and school districts asked the state for 4,500 more than there was money for.
So that tells us that there are additional kids that we could also serve.
The governor plans to push for another expansion for the next school year, basically doubling the program in 2 years. It's estimated that would make room for all the kids whose families are eligible for the program. Broman says the expansion is also helping communities cope with cuts to the Head Start program. That's a federally funded early education program for families at or under the poverty line.
We lost 2,000 slots for Head Start kids with the sequestration. If nothing changes, we'll continue to lose more with each year that this goes on.
At the same time the sequester is hitting Head Start, President Obama has been calling for more money for preschool. He wants to boost funding by $75 billion, with a B, over the next 10 years, and pay for it by nearly doubling taxes on cigarettes. It's not clear Congress will go for the plan, but paying for preschool is proving to be a pretty bipartisan issue, with politicians from both sides of the aisle agreeing it's a good investment to get kids ready for kindergarten. Back in Laura Watt's classroom, a big part of what she's teaching these kids is how to go to school. And routine is a big deal.
The routine is all the different parts of the day, and it shows you what we're going to be doing and when.
These preschoolers, including Danielle Lansana, are taking to their new routine like fish to water. Lansana's been in her new classroom less than an hour, and she looks happy and comfortable. It's her mom who looks anxious. Danielle is Treva Allen's only child, and she's been at home up until now. But Allen wants her daughter to learn some independence.
And also, because she's the only child, I'm hoping that she develops some social skills with the other children.
Allen says she wouldn't have been able to afford the tuition at a private preschool, which can cost thousands of dollars a year. So for kids like hers, the expansion of the Great Start program means the difference between preschool and no preschool. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Hewlett in Ann Arbor, Michigan.